More than 10,000 soldiers from the Chinese Armed Forces, World War II veterans, 500 military vehicles, and about 200 aircrafts participated in a rehearsal that started on Saturday night. The parade will commemorate the 70th anniversary of the victory of the Chinese People's War of Resistance against Japanese aggression and the Allied victory in World War II.Liu Shixu, chief training coach of the parade, says the event marks China's increasing confidence to demonstrate its military modernization and its determination to safeguard the peace.
We hope to send our message through the media on this parade. China will unswervingly pursue the road of peaceful development and is determined to maintain world peace.
It's been reported that governments from Asia, Europe, Africa,Oceania and the Americas will take part in the event. Leaders from all member states of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization have confirmed their attendance. Military delegations from more than 10 countries, including Russia, Kazakhstan and Mongolia, took part in the rehearsal Sunday morning. It's the first time China has invited foreign troops to participate in military parade.Meanwhile, female soldiers participated in the Honor Guard formation, also a first for China. Female Honor Guard Zhao Ying says her group is fully prepared.
Female soldiers can meet all the strict standards required for marching formations. Although our physical strength cannot compare with that of male soldiers, we as Honor Guards have fully adapted to the pace since we started training last year.
All soldiers will march at the rate of precisely 112 steps per minute, with a length of 75 centimeters for each step. The parade will be carried out with 11 foot phalanxes, 27 armament phalanxes, and 10 echelon formations of aircraft. Two teams of war veterans were also included in the lineup, consisting of members of both the Communist Party and of the Kuomintang, with the oldest soldier being 102 years old.The rehearsal was held during the weekend in order to minimize the effect on people's lives in the capital. Beijing maintained normal operations during the rehearsal, and residents showed enthusiastic support for it. For CRI, I'm Min Ray.